Now, back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard in Brick, one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers, and your one stop for all your tailgating needs. Visit mulberrystreet.net.
Second half about set to get underway here with Jackson leading Toms River North 28-0. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluca, Brant Burascano, and Zach Collins, our engineer tonight, back in the studios. Also getting set to kick off Ocean and Middletown North in the second half, where the Lions lead the Spartans by a score of 7-0 in that contest. A lot of busy activity around the shore tonight. Bunch of games tomorrow as well. There are 7 games on the schedule. Kevin, I have to say the Central Point Borough game, kind of the highlight of the schedule.
Oh, tomorrow. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Yep.
So it will be Toms River North kicking off here to Jackson. Alessandro Imperial will handle the kickoff chores. First time tonight he's been able to put his big boot into it. Will bounce at the 16, handled by Lee, and then pushing forward, Curette, out over the 30 to the 31-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for Jackson. Jags leading 28-0 here on a nice Friday evening. We mentioned in the open, bad weather expected at some point tonight, but so far so good. Not a drop of rain since this game has started. And with a half to go, Jaguars trying to get back on the winning side after dropping that one last week to Brick. Their first loss of the season. They'll come back with a vengeance here tonight. DeMeo will open up with a single back set. Lee will get the carry off. Tackle left side. Takes it to the 35-yard line. Just over the 35. About a 4-yard pickup to make it second down and 6. See what kind of effort North comes out with. Kevin talked about the Jackson schedule coming up for Toms River North. Anything in A-South, never easy. Next week, they will take on crosstown rival Toms River East at home at Southern, and then finish up the month of October with a home game against Brick. DeMeo from the shotgun here will motion Castronova from right to left. Castronova, jet sweep, flag out. Going to be a hold. Another flag comes out as Castronova taken down at the line of scrimmage. One of the defensive linemen for Toms River North was tackled in the backfield, getting set to make the stop on Castronova.
Yeah.
Right now, it's holding his left hamstring.
That's not a good sign. And he's limp.
He will limp off.
Yep.
Castronova jogging off a little bit immediately after that play.
Could be a cramp.
I guess you're right. He was holding a little high, though, for a cramp from what I saw, but
that's why I'm down here, right? I will go check it out.
After the holding call, sets up second and 20. Back at the 21-yard line. Eye package this time as Collins comes in as the fullback. Play action for DeMeo. Looking down the seam. He's got a man. Johnson there. And a personal pass interference call coming on Bryce Watts.
What do you think, Matt? I thought he played it pretty well.
I thought so, too. We kind of had our back to it. The player's backs to us, but I thought it was pretty good coverage.
He used his left hand to reach in to knock the ball away. Now, whether he had the right hand hooked a little bit, I thought that would have been a good no call. But
as they say, that's why we are up here.
That's correct.
So 15-yard penalty out to the 35-yard line.
Castronova, Matt. Cramping in both legs pretty bad.
Okay. First action back.
Trying to stretch it out.
Split wide receiver set for DeMeo to work with. Tight ends either side, and the single back is Lee. Lee will get the carry off. Tackle left side. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Bouncing forward close to the 39-yard line for a good solid four-yard pickup. Stop made by Thomas Cech.
I'm lost on my penalties, Matt. That's not an automatic first pass interference?
You know what, Ed? That's a good question.
Yeah, I guess not, obviously, because it was second and about seven. Now it's third down, but I always thought that was a automatic first, because otherwise, you could just pull the guy down any time.
Yeah. Third down and a long two. Out of the eye, it's Collins and Lee. Little play action for DeMeo. Challenging the corner, stops in trouble, lets it go. High pass, deflected, and caught. Great job by Brody Graham, who knocked it up in the air to himself. 6'3", used all that frame to haul it down. And at the 47-yard line, it is a Jackson first down.
Well, that's when you know it's either your night or not your night. That play kind of summed it right up for both teams tonight.
New set of downs now for Jackson. Castronova, by the way, is back up on his feet and trying to loosen the legs up a little bit. Kyle Johnson, number five, will split out this time. Far side wide receiver with Curette. Graham, who just made the catch, coming tight end to the right. Out of the eye, it's Collins and Lee. Movement up front by Jackson. That's going to cost them five. Two players in the Jackson front five plus Graham, the tight end. Two of those guys with an early start. It'll be first and 15. Red Bank Regional. Sorry, guys. 20-7. They lead Raritan right now. Manasquan and Barnegat just about set to get up and running for the second half.
Somebody, by the way, sent me a picture, Matt, from that Red Bank game of a big pirate ship on the track.
Here's Lee. Good stutter move, bouncing left to the outside. Stopped just shy of the 45-yard line. Maybe homecoming up there, too?
Yeah, getting a little school spirit, Red Bank, with a few wins. Not as big as the Tampa Bay Buck one down in Tampa, but pretty good-sized pirate ship circling the track at Red Bank.
I wonder if they have the cannon in there.
I saw the picture as
well.
Did
you see the picture? Pretty cool, Hank.
Yeah, very impressive.
See the picture.
Of course,
that's where we're
lights.
At already,
is this the first year for lights, Matt, up there at Red Bank?
You're talking about pirate ships?
No, last year.
Last year was the lights? Okay.
Second down and long. The 44-yard line.
Wow.
DeMeo. Little play action. Here comes pressure hit from the backside and dropped. That time Caleb Lewis coming off the corner, making the tackle. And North with a rare solid defensive stand here, at least tonight, to set up third down. And just about 20.
Yeah, Jackson has not punted tonight at all. Going to have to pick up 20 here to prevent that stat from continuing.
Carmen Sclafani has scored for Brick to cut the wall lead in half, 14-7. 7-yard touchdown run, 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter in that contest.
Matt Castronova back in for the Jaguars. That's a good sign. Here in a passing situation.
Third down, a solid 20 with 7:25 and rolling here in the third quarter. It's Jackson 28. River North nothing. Flag is out. This will be a delay of game on Jackson. Cost them five more to make it third and 25.
Well, that's about, what, the third penalty in this second half in the first 4.5 minutes. So Jackson coming out of the locker room, a little lethargic right here, making a lot of mistakes.
Dump down pass, screen set up. Johnson makes the catch. Nice little slip move at the 34, getting to the 35-yard line, but nothing after that. And for the first time tonight, Jackson will have to bring on the punt team.
I like that play where they go trips to one side and then throw back to the one receiver side on that little flanker slip screen, as you said, Matt. But North all over it.
Watson Carrington back deep, awaiting the first kick of the night from Nick Nicosia. Fourth down and about 18. No pressure. North will set up a return. Wobbly punt bounces at the North 40. Carrington goes over, takes a look at it. It'll be down at the 31-yard line, where North will get their first touch here of the second half. 6:25 to go. 28-0 the score. Seems strange in a drive that Jackson really didn't go anywhere. They
no.
Took up 5.5 minutes on the clock.
Shot themselves in the foot with a couple of penalties, and the Mariners will get the ball for the first time in the third quarter.
Moore, the single back. He'll get the carry. Nice hole off the left side, and a good first down carry. Pickup of about 5 out over the 35 to the 37-yard line. Make it 2nd and 5. Urgent here for North to get something on the scoreboard. Here's Moore trying to run out of a tackle. Players holding on to his ankles. He'll drag to the 43-yard line and have a first down. Mike Golick on the stop.
We've mentioned this a couple times during the course of our chances to see North, but Jordan Craig, their outstanding senior tight end, just not part of the offense at all. Came into tonight with 9 catches, only 9, but for 289 yards, over 30 yards a touch.
We say that every week, don't we,
Kevin? Yeah, we do.
Husney up the middle on the quarterback keep. Had a big touchdown catch against Toms River South and that thrilling 44-34 win.
Yep. Actually had 2. He had both his touchdown receptions that night. But he's such an impressive physical specimen, and we know he can go up and get it.
5:20 and rolling here in the third. Asante Moore trying to pick a spot through the middle part of the line. He'll get the carry and the first down into Jackson territory to the Jaguar 46-yard line. North had the one good drive that was stopped by a fumble on a bad decision by Mike Husney. Jackson turned that in to 7 points. Little plays like that in a game one where the other makes a difference. North gets 7, and maybe it's just 21-7. Here on 1st and 10, Husney rolling and will get sacked. Dropped by Glenn Capilla in North territory at the 48-yard line. Loss of 7. It'll be 2nd and 17.
Kevin, let's give the Jackson student body some credit. I'm standing looking up at about 300 to 400 students in their student section. Pretty good student section for the Jaguars tonight.
12-0. Long Branch still on top of Rumson. That game just about set to start in the fourth quarter.
By the way, Charlie Volker is not playing in that one, Matt.
Second down and long after the sack. Moore in motion. Fake the jet sweep left. Husney trying to run up the middle. Taken down again by Capilla. Right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be 3rd and 17. Tough down here for Toms River North with 4 to go in a third quarter that seems to just be flying by.
Capilla, who's a standout offensive lineman, really has had a big impact on the defensive front four tonight. Has made several tackles right at the line of scrimmage.
Empty backfield set. North needs a first down. They've got to get deep into territory. Deflected ball over the middle. They tried to find Craig on a crossing pattern. Went off of him. DeMeo had a crack at the INT. And now on 4th and long, North, as they have pretty much all night, will have to bring the punt team on.
Yeah, Craig was open on the crossing pattern. Husney just missed him.
Yeah, I think he threw it too hard. He hit him. Craig had to go up and get it, hit him in the hands, but thrown a little bit too hard, too much mustard on it.
Fourth down and 17. Pete Colon on to punt. Curette and Lee both back deep. Long cadence, low snap, get past Colon. He'll pick it up and run for his life. Breaks one tackle, cannot get off another. And the night just got worse for Toms River North. Jackson will have it inside the 25-yard line. Connor Testa was the first man there. Dan Ruddy, number 25.
Was it 25 or 85?
I guess 85 would probably be more.
Tyler
Towns.
Yep,
you're right.
Tyler Towns, yeah.
Testa was the first guy there, had a crack at the tackle. And now North with their back against the wall yet again. First and 10 from the Tom's River North 23-yard line. 3:28 to go in the third. Three wide receivers set. Golic will go in motion. DeMeo will keep it up the middle. Big hole down inside the 15. Breaks a tackle and gets into the end zone for a touchdown. One play and a score. 23-yarder as Jackson now leads 34-0. Extra point upcoming will set up the mercy rule in effect. This is a shocking score. Not shocking that Jackson's winning, but they are handling Tom's River North.
And it's a legitimate 34-0.
Here's Calhoun for the extra point. Looking to make it 5-for-5 on the night. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And it is good. 35-0. Our score. Jackson on top of Tom's River North. With 3:13 to go in the third quarter, we step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Tom's River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark the Transmission Guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
Another score for Jackson, their first here in the second half to make it 35-0.
DeMeo, Matt, four TDs on the night he's accounted for. Two in the air, two on the ground.
And one a scoring drive of one play, 23 yards. Second level off the kickoff. It is hauled in by Calvin Jackson, who stopped at the 31-yard line. Now the clock will run with Jackson up by 35.
A couple of scoring updates. Start of the fourth quarter, Jackson Liberty leads Donovan Catholic 21-17. Donovan on the drive right now. Long Branch 12, Rumson 7. The Bulldogs are on the board.
Husney back to work on the offense for Tom's River North. They give us to Asante Moore up the middle. He'll break through tackles as he usually does. And get to the 48-yard line. Nice first down carry, 17-yard pickup.
Friel Township leads Tom's River East 21-6.
Middletown North has scored again. They lead Ocean 14-0.
I will give Moore credit tonight, guys, for the Mariners. He has run hard when he's gotten a chance to run the ball. It just hasn't been that often.
Timeout has been taken by Jackson. We will keep it here. This is one of those deflators for Tom's River North.
Well, you know what? You got to be a little worried if you're a Mariner fan because they have just gotten smacked around. You wonder about it, Matt. You know, they beat Tom's River South a couple of weeks ago. By far their most impressive win. South is not a physical team. They're a finesse team. And North won was just a little better, a little more finesse that night. They went and beat a not a good Marlboro team last week, a winless team. You know, now they come up against a physically strong team, prototypical A-South football, getting hammered. So, might send a message and not a good one.
First and 10 from the North 48-yard line. It's Moore to get the carry. Drags a tackler into Jackson territory at the 46-yard line. It's a gain of six.
To add to what you said, Kevin, we have to remember that they are only a few seconds away from being an undefeated team coming into this one.
Absolutely.
Memorial kicked that last-second field goal to win it 16-14. I mean, very easily, North could have come into this one 4-0. They certainly don't look like that kind of team tonight.
Husney will give it to Moore. Heavy doses of Asante Moore on this drive. Tripped up at the 45-yard line, a gain of one. To make it third and four with 75 seconds to go in the quarter.
To speculate, and if you look ahead, the Mariners do have two winnable games coming up with a Tom's River East team that is winless and a Southern team that is 2-2 going into this weekend. So certainly games they can win. They do close out the month of October with Brick.
Oh, fumble.
Fumbled snap with a flag that gets thrown.
You know, those two wins, Kevin, will get them into the South Jersey Group 5. If they could get five wins, four might even get them in, but five would definitely get them in.
Now, that's a tough call here on Jackson. It'll be a personal foul that they'll call with a hit coming on Mike Husney, who had fallen on the football after a fumbled snap. This will be an automatic first down and 15 yards. Ball will be marched down inside the 35. Placed at the 33-yard line.
One of the few times the clock stops on a penalty.
Middletown South 44, Howell nothing. They're starting the fourth quarter there.
Two-back set. Moore gets the carry. Bouncing off the first tackle. And then gang tackled a yard over the line of scrimmage. Second and nine coming up.
Chad Fresnock with a 2-yard touchdown run late in the third quarter. Middletown North up on Ocean 14-0. Boy, the Spartans have been a disappointment this fall.
Brick Memorial has taken a 28-17 lead over Old Bridge in midway through the third quarter.
That will be the end of the third quarter with the clock moving quickly here. Teams will change ends, and we'll start our last bank of 12 minutes after we step out for 30 seconds. It's been all Jackson here tonight. Jaguars leading 35-0 over Toms River North. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.